I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50. So this week I want to talk about that post on our Facebook page. The Nair one.
It got a lot of attention.
So here's the final tally for that. 3,012 likes, 1,500 shares, and hundreds. I don't even know the total count, but hundreds and hundreds of comments. Like, it took off. Well, we were thrift store shopping that day. And I think when you went into JCPenney's, I'm sitting in there like, invite. And then trying to, like, at least react to every comment. Just because I want people to feel like we're engaged. Mm-hmm. On there, because we really do. I read everything on
right.
there.
Right. Yeah.
And it was overwhelming. I'm like, Bev, I can't even keep up with this. It just took off to the point where I'm like, I don't even know what happened, but it was so popular.
It blew up like unlike any other post that you've put on there so far.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So a lot of people used Nair, I take it.
You know, I still do use it.
Do you?
Yeah. They still sell it. It still smells horrible. But like when we go to the beach, I want to make sure that there's no bits.
Bits. Okay.
No bits hanging out out there. But so that got me to thinking about nostalgia and like some of the things that were popular. And then I sent you that list. Mm-hmm. And so I guess we should talk about that. And so I came up with some 70s.
Yeah, I think we should start with the 70s and
we'll start with the 70s. And you're going to cover the 80s.
A few things are these. Right. Yeah.
So these are some of the things I came up with. Pet rocks. Genius. Whoever came up with putting a rock in a box and calling it a pet, freaking genius. Because I think they probably made a lot of money off of that.
I'm sure.
Yeah. And I had one, by the way.
And what was yours?
I don't even remember that. That I can't remember, but I know I had one.
It would be really cool if you could remember the name.
Right? Yeah. Right. I know. Mood rings. Those are cool. Yeah. I know they still sell them. Oh, I know they do. Yeah. But that's like where they started and were so popular. When the TV went off at midnight, like remember they played, what was the song they played? Like the Star Spangled Banner or something.
Yes, and I remember.
You could see the waving flags and then all of a sudden, static.
Yes, that's going way back.
Way back. Or 10 o'clock, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? Right. Do you remember that? Were our parents so neglectful that they had to tell you on television to make sure you knew where your kids were? Like, hey, remember you got kids. Where are they at right now? That's pretty bad. That's pretty bad.
I'm pretty certain that I was always in the house by 10.
Oh, man. Yeah. 10 was, that's late. What about Tiger Beat magazine?
Oh, I got that, yes.
Yeah, and all your teen heartthrobs are in there, and you can rip the pages out and stick them on your wall.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that. 8-tracks.
Oh, yes.
I had portable 8-track player. Mm-hmm. Loved that thing. I had Captain and Tennille, Barry Manilow.
Jeez.
And
a little slow.
Kenny Rogers. That was like, that is the most eclectic combination. I don't know why I had those, but that's what I had.
All right, we can tell who the rocker is because I had a portable 8-track in my room, and mine was a compilation. It was a mix, but I just remember Kiss, Detroit Rock City.
There you go. Yeah.
And I would listen to that when I went to bed. But yeah.
Yeah.
The good old days.
Yeah. Rotary phones.
Absolutely.
Back in the day when the phone rang and you picked it up and you had no idea who was on the other end.
Yeah. I'll go one step further with the party line.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I remember because my girlfriend lived like 200 feet from my house. It was like a hill, but I mean, it was wide open. No trees or anything. You could look right into their house. And I would be trying to call her and the phone would be busy and busy and busy and busy for an hour, you know, when you could just run down to the house. But no, instead you sat at the house trying to call, waiting for mom to get off the phone with talking to Aunt Joyce, you know. But the party line, I do remember that, yes.
Yeah.
I forgot the phone and you hear
listening
people,
to
hear
other people's
cars.
Talking.
Yeah, oh my
God. You'd have to really watch what you were saying because you never know who was listening in on your conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, man.
But anyway, yeah.
That brings me back to, like, dial-up. So, you try to call somebody and their phone will be busy for 5 hours because they're on the internet. Because that was how you got on the internet. Remember when that first...
Yeah.
The dial-up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
But well, you better have hoped you had an ICQ message or something like, with that person that you got through.
Hey, get off the internet. I'm trying to call you. Oh, my goodness. All right, so another 70s thing that I remember is Atari.
Oh, yeah.
Like, when that first came out, whoo, that was exciting.
It was. Isn't it crazy now when you look at an Atari, when you look at these, what are they now, PlayStations and...
All kinds of things, but they're so realistic.
Yes.
And we were happy to play with two sticks and a ball that ping-ponged back and forth. Oh, my gosh.
All right, now you got these... I call them war games, but I guess it's not really, I don't know, just crime and just shoot them up.
Yeah, stealing cars and whatever else. And
blood splatters and...
Yeah, like, so realistic.
Yeah. It's crazy.
How about Pop Rocks? Which, they do still sell those, by the way.
Pop Rocks, are you talking about the ones you put in your mouth? And
yeah, and they go pop, pop, pop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually, Oreo just had cookies made with Pop Rocks.
Oh,
like
my
the Pop
gosh.
Rocks in.
Did you try?
Yes.
Are they cool?
I don't know who bought them because I didn't buy them.
Right.
My son must have bought them.
Did they still pop?
Yes.
Did you like
it? You put that in, it's in the filling. The cookie itself is the same as the Oreo.
Okay.
And the filling had like the little
Pop
Rocks that like you put it in. And me, I couldn't savor the filling. And then as you're swallowing, you can like feel it going down your throat, popping in like your neck. Yeah. So they are still around.
Yeah. I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah. I'll have to look it up and tell you specifically what they call.
Oh, my gosh. Remember they always said, don't eat Pop Rocks and drink soda or then you'll die.
Yeah.
That's not true. But that was a myth back then. polyester clothing.
Oh, good Lord.
That, like, all the pictures of me when I was little, it's all polyester head to toe. Like, ugh. I had to be so sweaty. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had to be so sweaty. Polyester does not breathe. There is no way. There must have just been a bunch of sweaty ass people running around.
I don't really remember polyester for myself, with the exception of a flower girl dress.
Okay.
My mother's sister, my aunt, got married. I was the flower girl, and it was this blue, very pretty blue color, like sky blue, but it was a polyester full-length gown.
Oh, man.
I don't know what one they got married, but anyway, every time I think of polyester, I think of that dress.
Were you miserable?
I don't know. I was five.
Yeah.
So
oh, young. Right.
I was real young, yeah. Man. But when I look back and I think of that, that was a style.
Right.
You know.
Right.
That's the only thing I remember polyester in the 70s.
Right.
Myself. I don't remember any specific clothing that polyester.
I'm just glad that never really made a comeback because I don't... Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know if it ever completely went away. I mean, elderly, geriatric, whatever you want
to
call it.
Maybe we'll circle back to polyester here in a few years and we'll be wearing that again.
I do know. I recall being in my late teens, into my 20s, saying, I will never wear polyester.
Right.
I'm not saying that my grandmothers look bad in polyester or anything like that. It just wasn't my style.
It's just not a fabric that you want to wear. Yeah. I don't blame you.
Mm.
We'll see how well this ages in 20 years if we're wearing polyester clothing.
We should make a pact.
To never wear it.
To never wear it.
Never. Never. Okay, I think we should do that. Silly putty.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
The things that amused us were so simple.
Putting
some goo on a newspaper and pulling it off was like magic.
Right.
We were really entertained by very simple things back then. So then I have a list of some things that were popular then that have come back around, or maybe they just never left. mullets. These young kids are all mullets. Everywhere I look, mullet, mullet, mullet.
Mm-hmm. My nephew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not a good look. But they, hey, they're rocking it.
Actually, he wore it well.
Yeah.
I couldn't see either one of my boys, any of my boys,
wearing a mullet.
Wearing a mullet.
No. Well. Mm-hmm. Rock those mullets, boys.
That's like the Farrah Fawcett hair.
Yeah. The big flippy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they call feathered. That? Feathered.
Yeah. Feathered hair. Mm-hmm. And shag carpets. And we were talking about this. I'm talking like the wall-to-wall carpeting. Because that hasn't come back. I hope not. Because everybody's doing hardwood floors now. But I have a shag area carpet. You have a shag area carpet. So that's come back. Like the shag look, but just in a smaller...
Right, yeah.
More manageable fashion. I like the shag carpet. It's very... I like it on my feet.
I like it too. Yeah. I like a plush type carpet.
Yeah.
And soft.
Soft.
Yeah.
Same. Wallpaper. So I'm not talking like the tray, glue, brush, gotta hold it up and slather all this stuff on wallpaper. I'm talking the peel and stick wallpaper, but bold, bright colors. That has really started to become a trend. And it's the younger kids, like 20-ish, that are really embracing this wallpaper.
It must
thing.
Be because I don't see myself using wallpaper.
Yeah.
I've seen it on HGTV.
Yeah.
With the different, well, there's umpteen programs now. It's where everybody can go out there and get their own show for remodeling
right.
or something. But I have seen a lot of use of wallpaper.
Yeah. And now shows. It's easy. It's like peel and stick. Like contact paper almost.
Yeah, I can't really say like that I paid much attention or if they really showed how they put it up, you know, but they just indicate this wallpaper and then, of course, you know, they show you the finished
part right. of the thing,
but how they
like,
put it up there.
Like a whole room remodel in 30 minutes. Like, look how easy it is.
Yeah.
And you're still there 4 weeks later crying in the corner because you can't get it done.
Yeah, I just wonder how well it sticks, though, and if it
stays on if it's durable.
I don't know.
And then the last thing on my list that's come back around is macrame.
That's not something I'm real familiar. I know what it is.
Right.
I've never had any.
Right.
I don't remember having it in the 70s. My mother having it.
Right.
Didn't mean it didn't exist.
It's just not something I remember had. Fourth grade, we macrame'd a hanging an owl in class. Like at school, we learned to do that. Yeah.
Do you have the owl yet?
No. It might be in my mom's attic. I have no idea what's up there. But that's really popular now. You know, macrame wall hangings. I have macrame plant hangers upstairs in the living room. So, yeah. That's all I got for 70s. There's a bajillion other things that we could talk about, but those are the things that really stuck out to me.
I don't know. My memory just isn't that great for the 70s, but right. I do know my favorite toy was Merlin.
Okay.
The electronic.
Yeah.
Like a big red phone.
Yes.
That was my favorite thing.
Yeah.
But I'm a bit strange too.
No, you're not.
Well, and when I said about Farrah Fawcett, because I never had any dolls when I was a kid.
Like Barbies or
no,
anything?
No, I didn't have anything like that. The only thing I did have was one of those, the little head on a little plastic base.
That you could do their hair and their makeup.
Yeah. And for some reason, I'm thinking that was a Farrah.
Probably.
A Farrah Fawcett head.
It probably was.
Yeah. She didn't entertain me too much.
No. You're like, well, this is boring. Okay.
No, we were really outdoor kids. Like, we didn't spend a lot of time inside.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously during the winter, you know, but.
Right.
During the summer and fall and stuff, we were always outside
so. Riding bikes and running
around. Climbing trees and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a lot of boys on my street, so you explains did. The tomboy.
Boy things. Yeah.
But, yeah, I can't really think of anything else in the 70s.
Yeah.
Well, we could talk about the TVs. How about the 1,500-pound TV console, right. You know?
That only had 13 channels, and you had to actually get up and turn a dial.
Yeah, I remember my father laying on the couch. Hey, can you get up and turn a channel? Like,
right. We were the remotes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, so if we move into the 80s. Now, I didn't realize this until I looked it up, but I thought MTV debuted back in, like, 1984. I was surprised when I saw it was 1981 because I know where I was.
Okay.
I was with a friend of mine in her living room, and I remember seeing the premiere of Video Killed the Radio Star. So
okay.
When I saw the year 1981, I was like, oh, gosh, it's even further back.
Right.
I just can't believe that. But, yeah, we were so excited for that.
Yeah.
Then back in the day when MTV was strictly music videos.
Right, when they actually had.
You used to watch MTV, television. Don't you? Didn't you say that you had a reality TV or something on there that you watched?
I'm a reality TV whore, so probably there are probably some of the things I watch on MTV.
Okay.
I always like Flavor of Love and the one with the Bret Michaels. What was that called?
Yes, I watched that though too.
Where he was trying to find love. That was, yes. I think it was VH1 though. I think those were VH1.
Could have been. But yeah, I really, I
only got Rock into of that. Love? Is that what it was called? Yes,
I think that's what it was.
Yeah. Yes. I love those things.
I always loved Poison. I never really had this thing for Bret Michaels, but until I watched that, he really is down to earth.
And yeah. And he's from Pennsylvania, so you gotta love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just funny that you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah.
Parachute pants.
Yeah.
Also referred to as harem or hammer pants. Did you have some?
I did. Now, when I think of parachute pants, I think of like the ones that had the parachute material, but they had a lot of pockets. But then I also had like MC Hammer pants that were like, had the waistband, and then they were kind of poofy. And then that were maybe gathered at the bottom. So in my mind, like parachute pants and MC Hammer pants were two totally different things. Like yeah. The parachute pants were more like the breakdancer kind of pants. And the MC Hammer pants were like MC Hammer pants, like the ones he wore on his video. So in my mind, they're two different, completely different.
Okay, things. I can see that. I had a pair of like a cobalt blue pair of parachute pants kind of that had pockets and stuff. I absolutely loved them. And then if you want to call them MC Hammer pants, where it looked like they had ears, wings,
yeah.
And then they folded like into the center and snapped.
Yeah.
And guess what they were? What? They were red and white striped.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you wore them today, I would say you look like a damn candy cane.
Oh, what? Oh, my God.
That was the pair of things I had.
I love that.
Yeah. Of course, I love that because I was never a bell bottom.
Right.
I don't even like a bootcut jean. Yeah. I still don't to this day.
I don't either. I'm not.
I need it tight. I love the roll-up jeans because I loved it real tight on my ankle.
Yeah, where we would fold them in. And then cuff them.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we did that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I even took safety pins in and I would
to make sure,
pin it, to make sure it didn't come undone.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good idea. I never did that.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So.
Memories.
That was definitely. I don't ever see that coming back around. I think that was a one and done
in
that time period. You know.
I think the parachute pants were really. The breakdancing, because that was really big. Like, we used to go watch the breakdancers at the park, and that was cool. That was cool then.
Where were you out here then at that age? So you probably had more up in this area than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up in a like very Williamsburg. Rural place. And
that's true.
Anyway, I'm sure there was somebody that was trying to breakdance, but that's what they could.
They did the worm. That was the extent of it.
The moonwalk. Let's see, Dirty Dancing. That was 1987. That was a little bit later.
Was it that late? Man. Okay.
Yeah. Hard to believe, but.
What about the Rubik's Cube?
That may have been around 1980, 1981. Superintendent of the school. You know how I used to have like a extracurricular class you could take?
Right.
You know? had a half hour. He did a Rubik's Cube class.
Are you serious?
Yes. Taught us how to solve the Rubik's Cube.
Oh my gosh.
And I...
That is crazy.
I think I was in the sixth grade.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
So to this day, I can't solve it now. Right. I can get the top and I can get the two sides down on all sides.
And that's it.
And that's it.
I cheated. I took mine apart because I don't have the patience to be flipping and flopping and doing all that stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I'm just like pop, 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 pop and put it back together. There you go. I solved it.
Yeah. I mean, and you still have them around too.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, that's funny.
I used to have a little Rubik's Cube keychain.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when were the jelly shoes?
Those were 80s, I think.
I'm going to tell you right now.
And the jelly bracelets.
Now, the jelly bracelet I had, I never, ever had a pair of jelly shoes.
I really don't think I did either. I don't think I did. They don't look comfortable.
No.
At all. And I have really big and wide feet, so I can't imagine trying to jam my big horse feet into those little jelly things. No.
And maybe that's why I didn't either. Because my feet were wide at the time with the bunions. Because I had bunions very early. My feet.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Even in high school?
In high school, I did.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I think it was because I was wearing shoes that were too small. And it's hereditary in my family with my mom and my grandmother. But I had them very early. But I'm going to be honest right here when I say this. I remember going clothes shopping for school and my dad just grabbing stuff off and go, what about this? What about this? My mother was present, but we didn't try stuff on. It got thrown into the cart and we got home and we were expected to wear it. Right. That included shoes.
Right.
Even if they were too tight.
Right.
So. But anyway, that's not a problem anymore because I had them suckers fixed. So.
Yes.
But let's see what else. Jelly
leg
shoes.
Warmers.
Leg warmers. Madonna was huge. So oh my gosh.
Lace gloves and lots of bracelets.
Right. That Madonna used to wear the headband like in the hair.
Yeah. Cans of hairspray. Endless cans of hairspray. And perms.
Right. And I'm embarrassed to say that I kept up with my 80s hairstyle until like 2000 something.
Did you?
And then like I saw the perm? A picture. Yes, I would have perms, but I would go with girlfriends at least once a year, twice a year, maybe shopping and towards Christmas season. And one was always taking pictures and sent me a picture of me coming out of the bathroom at the motel.
Okay.
And when I saw my hair, I couldn't believe it. I was like, you've really let me leave looking like that? Nobody ever told me?
Right.
My hair was so high on my head.
Oh, you teased it up?
No, in this particular case, I have a picture at home. I will show it to you.
I can't wait to see this.
If I can find it, we'll put it on the website.
Yeah. Yes.
We'll put it on the website. So that is,
ladies and gentlemen, wait for the picture to show up.
It's so embarrassing. Although I'm past that point in my life now, I can make fun of myself. I don't give a shit.
Right.
But yes, I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God. Maybe that's why I'm okay with going with flat hair right now and straight.
Right.
Although I can't stand it. But
oh my gosh, that's great.
Yeah.
I love it. I can't wait to see this picture. I cannot wait.
I couldn't even show you my family picture in like 2005. Oh my God, my hair was big. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Anyway,
That's great.
Can move on to a different topic because it was horrible.
I got endless kitchen perms in this house. My grandmother gave me.
Oh, yeah.
So, when you didn't go to a beautician, like,
right?
we didn't have beauty salon money. Yeah. We had Tony perms in the kitchen money is what we had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine the split ends.
Frizz city. Yes. But hey, that was the style. The frizzier, the better, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. I'll have to do that. We'll have to see if we can pull out a couple.
Yeah.
Snaps or something.
Yeah.
That we can share. And then we can have everybody else share.
Yes, I want to see your biggest hair pictures. Big hair pictures.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait. That's going to blow up on there too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're held to that now.
Yeah.
But that isn't just me, that's you too.
Okay, you got it. I have a lot of big hair pictures.
All right.
Yeah. I can certainly share that.
I think those are the main things for the 80s. I don't remember, like, specific toys or anything. I mean, obviously, the Atari had been growing, and Nintendo. Yeah. Or was that 90s? I don't even know. I'd have to look that up.
I think Nintendo was coming out in the 80s, late 80s. And then the 90s, I was raising my kids, so that's all kind of a blur. Because you're just, like, working and taking care of the kids. And I had two kids 2 years apart, and it was just like, you're just trying to keep your head above water.
Well,
you're not worried about fashion and trends and stuff. You're just trying to live.
Right. And as we said in the last podcast, we don't really follow the styles or the trends. We don't really know what that is. And I don't really think, too, where I grew up, that we were probably behind a little bit. You know, for things when they were new.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know what the current trend is. And as when we were thrift store shopping, I said, sometimes I still find myself moving towards things from the 80s. Because, you know, you go thrift store shopping, you've got everything under the sun in that store.
Oh,
because
yes.
People have clothes that they've had for years and years, decades.
Right.
You know, then you suddenly stumble across something that's got the shoulder pads in it and whatnot.
Right.
And you're like, okay, this is old.
Right. Yeah. But I will tell you, Kim and I went to this, it was called Vintage Fest. They had it at the Pajama Factory.
Oh, right.
That place was packed. It was wall to wall. You could barely breathe. People. And it was a lot of vintage, what I guess they would call vintage clothing, which was 80s. There was a lot of polyester there, like 60s, 70s, 80s clothing. Man, there was a lot of people there.
Well, I hope I don't see people running around in polyester because this chick here is not wearing it.
I think the 20-somethings are really embracing that stuff.
They can have it.
Yeah.
They really can. Have to know any part of it.
Oh, man.
Did I tell you? This will be the last thing that I'll have to say tonight. But so my son is 22.
Yeah.
So I just recently said to him, like, within the past week, you know, because I was talking to my husband, I'm like, I just hope I've been a good mom. I hope I'm a good mom. You know, I just, that's what you always hope for, you know?
Right.
But we were with my son, and I said, Gigi, do you think we're old? And he looks at me as serious as hell, and he goes, Mom, every kid thinks their parent is old. Okay, fair enough. And I said, okay, but am I a cool mom? Because, you know, I'm like, if I gotta settle for that, then we're old. Okay,
right.
Am I a cool mom? I think I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you are. That. You're a cool mom.
Yeah. So no polyester. Okay. I don't think cool mom's gonna wear polyester.
Right. We're gonna do pinky promise right now.
No
polyester.
I'll be knocking you out, and same with me.
If I see you wearing it, I'm ripping it off of you, and then you'll just be half naked and... So don't wear polyester top and bottom or you'll be fully naked.
If I'm wearing it, it's because I got dementia and I don't know what's going on.
Right. You're just happy as pie in your polyester clothing.
Right.
Because you have no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay.
So those are some things.
Yeah.
I think.
It was fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
I like that. I like it a lot.
And as you come up with any more, you can just write them down, jot them down. We bring them up.
Send us, DM us. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, email, on our website. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Love to hear your nostalgia stories.
Well, because like you said, there's tons of other things from the 70s or whatnot, but we try to keep this pod to a limit of a half an hour or so.
And ish.
You could really get off onto it.
We could be here for 300 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. You know what I remember from the 70s? I'm sorry. Did you have the rubber boots for snow boots?
Yeah, the ones that had you pulled it over and it had a little button.
Yeah.
And you strap it on there and you have to wear them over your shoes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we used to wear bread bags over our feet
so
you didn't get wet. Oh, horrible.
Yeah, my grandmother put us in garbage bags for like a raincoat and then we would put the bread... like the Wonder Bread over our shoes. But I do remember having a pair of the gummy boots that you put over your shoes, and then you had a little button there, and you pulled the little strap across.
Yeah, they were terrible. I can think about wintertime.
Man, thank I want goodness. A pair of them now.
Rubber boots?
Yeah. I wonder if they still sell them.
Well, you need the rubber ducks.
I want a pair to go over my shoes, like for work.
They make those ones that have the spikes on the bottom so you don't fall. Those are what we should be wearing. We don't want to break nothing.
True. I need that.
We're not that old yet. But
break a hip.
But you just never know. I don't want to break an arm. I don't want to break nothing.
No, we don't want to have broken body parts.
So anyway, okay. Sorry. I'm having a habit of doing that, but...
Are you breaking your pen apart again? Now the bottom's falling out.
I know. Now I look ADD, don't I? Right. But anyway, as she said, message us.
Yeah.
Let us know if there's something else you want to hear about, you want to talk about. Look for our pictures coming up.
Yeah, I got to go look through my boxes. I know I have some.
Yeah.
Big hair.
Awesome. All right. Catch you later.
Have a good night.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com.